Today's daf is Pesachim daf Yud Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, 16 lines from the top of daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufua Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Liza, Ovadia ben Miriam Leah, and Manuela Baschana. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibodol L'chaim Toivim Rav Moshe Chaim. So the Gemara and daf Dalid Amid Beis uttered one of the most famous lines of Maseches Pesachim. The Kuli Alma Miha, everybody agrees that Chometz Misheshois Ulamayla Asar, that from the midway point of Erev Pesach, the Isser Chometz already goes into effect. What does Isser Chometz mean? It for sure means that you're not allowed to eat Chometz. It for sure means that there's a mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu to get rid of all the Chometz from your Rishos. And it might also mean that if one has chametz in his house, Mishay Shoyzul Umayla, he will violate the two lavim, Bal Yira u Bal Yimotza, respectively. Additionally, what does Mishay Shoyzul Umayla mean? It means from the end of the sixth hour. So that although loosely the Isser chametz goes into effect on Pesach, and Pesach starts, Shtiyah, Ben Ashmashes, Tzeisak Echavim, Rabbeinu Tam, of the eve of Tesvav Nisan. However, Midah Eraisa, the Isser Chometz, really goes into effect several hours earlier. It goes into effect on Erev Pesach. So when we stop eating Chometz on Erev Pesach, this is not only something we're doing Midah Rabbanan. This is something that we're doing Midah Eraisa, which is a Chiddush, because there's no mitzvah to blow Shofar Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's no mitzvah to sit in a Sukkah Erev Sukkahs. But the Isurei Chometz, which are obviously very much related to Pesach, go into effect not on Pesach, rather they go into effect Erev Pesach. Now, the truth is, we spoke about this a little bit in the introduction to the Masechta. Erev Pesach itself was a Yontif. On Erev Pesach, they brought the Karban Pesach. In fact, when the Torah talks about Chag HaPesach, it doesn't mean Pesach. It means Erev Pesach. The Torah refers to what we know as Pesach as Chag HaMatzis. But regardless, Chometz is awesome, Mishay Shoy, Sulamayla. This is something that everybody agrees to. However, the Chachamim went and the Chachamim made a harchak. They said if you're already not allowed to eat Chometz midday raisa, Mishay Shoy, Sulamayla from the end of the sixth hour of the day, I think we need to bump it up a little bit. We need to create a little bit of a buffer. Why? Bosh it, because in the olden days, people didn't have watches. You couldn't look at your phone and know what time it is. And as a result, you can easily get confused. Is it Mishay Shoy Sulamayla? Is it not Mishay Shoy Sulamayla? Not everyone knew how to use a sundial. And as a result, the Chachamim felt that we have no choice and we're going to have to add a little bit, albeit midrabanon, a mishmere, some protection to the Issa Chometz, which starts Mishay Shoy Sulamayla. So how much back did the Chachamim say one is already not allowed to eat chametz? That's today's daf. Zok the Mishnah. Rameyo says, "Oichlin kol chametz." You're allowed to eat chametz for the first 5 hours of the day. V'sar from betchila shesh, and in the beginning of the sixth hour, you have to get rid of your chametz. In other words, Rameyo is saying that even though midei raisa chametz mishay shoyz ulamaylo, which means at the end of the sixth hour, the rabbanon went and they added an hour, not mishay shoyz ulamaylo, but already mechamisha. For 5 hours you could eat, and the beginning of the sixth hour you can't. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're only allowed to eat chametz for 4 hours. The toilin kol chametz, the fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat chametz. What does toilin mean? But it's aser bahana, meaning you don't have to burn it. And like Rameir says, you do the sreifas chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda said another thing. Rabbi Yehuda, throughout Shas, tells stories, underrated. And this is another, not a maisa shahaya kachaya, but more something that on a consistent basis used to take place in the Beis HaMikdash. He said there were two chalois toida, both of which were possible. The Gemara is going to talk about this. Munaches agabi itztaba. That was on an itztaba, on a roof, on a porch of some sort that was in the Har HaBayis. As long as the two chalois toida were there, kol am oichlen, everybody knew you're still allowed to eat chametz. Nita achas mem, one of them was removed. Toilin. So then they knew you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore, but at the same time, you don't have to burn your chametz. You could have hanah from it. Loi oichlen meaning, v'loi sarfin. Nitlu shtein, when both of them were removed, hischilu kol am sarfin. Everybody knew it's time now to burn the chametz. So there was a simon on the Har HaBayis to know what the soif's man Isser Achilas Chametz is, what the Soif's man Isser Hanoah's Chametz is, what the Tchilas man of Sreifas Chametz is. Now, how's it going to help Jews all over the world if this siman is on the Har HaBayis? So the truth is, most Yidden were on the Har HaBayis because this was Erev Pesach, and you had to be on the Har HaBayis to bring the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Gamliel, is another shita. He says, Chulin HaKolon Kol Arba. You're allowed to eat Chulin for 4 hours, but Truma Kol Chamesh. You're allowed to eat Truma for the 5th hour. In other words, Yehuda said you could eat Chametz for 4 hours. Rabbi Meir says you could eat Chametz for 5 hours. Rabbi Gamliel was a Machriya. He came and he's the middle shita. He said it depends. Is it chulin or is it truma? Chulin you can eat only for 4 hours. Truma you get an extra hour. V'sarif v'metchila sheis, as it relates to burning the chametz, you burn the chametz at the beginning of the 6th hour. Why would we give you an extra hour to eat the truma? Because sreifas truma in and of itself is a bidiyevin. You're not allowed to burn chametz. That's truma, because truma is something that has kedusha. So you do it because you have no choice. But at the same time, to go now midrabanan and say, let's get rid of your truma an hour earlier, stop eating the truma an hour earlier, which inevitably means you're going to end up burning more truma, that's certainly something that we're not going to do. It's Yotze Schari Bef Seidai. That's Rabbi Gamliel's the middle shita. But the bottom line is, today's daf is going to focus not on Rabbi Gamliel's shita, but on Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda's shita. So chametz is aser l'kuli alma. The ganze welt, mishei shoyis ulemaila. From the end of the 6th hour, in the beginning of the 7th hour, that's when you not eat chametz anymore. The rabbanon went and they made a gzeira. What was the nature of the gzeira? According to Rabbi Meir, they added 1 hour of issa chametz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they added 2 hours of issa chametz. So today's daf is going to begin with a digression. It's me'inyan le'inyan ba'oisa inyan. And we're really going to come back to the topic midway through the daf. Zok de gemara, tanan hasam. We learned in a mishnah over there. Where's there? Mesach de Sanhedrin. Echad oimim b'shnayim b'chodesh. There were two Edom that walked into Beis Din. They said, we saw Reuven kill Shimon. So what's the first thing Beis Din does? They cross-examine the Edom. They start asking them questions. So they asked Ed number one, what day did this happen? He said it was the 2nd day of the month. Then they asked the other person, Echad oimim b'shloisha. He said it happened on the 3rd day of the month. So it sounds like there's an issue, right? That they're contradicting each other. Stating that the Mishnah says Eidus and Kayemis. The Eidus is considered a good Eidus. Why? Because we rationalize. We assume it's very easy to make a mistake between the 2nd day of the month and the 3rd day of the month. Especially once upon a time when Beis Din was Mekadesh the Chodesh al pi Re'iyah, al pi two Edom walking into Beis Din and saying, we saw the moon. As a result, sometimes the Chodesh is going to be Mole, sometimes it's going to be Chaser, sometimes Rosh Chodesh is going to be Monday, sometimes it's going to be Tuesday. So it's very possible a person would make a mistake, especially in the beginning of the month, the 2nd day of the month, the 3rd day of the month, you simply didn't know when it was Rosh Chodesh. So because one person said the 2nd day, the other person said the 3rd day, it's not a reason in and of itself to dismiss the Edus. Hey, what would be if one person said it happened on the 3rd day of the month? The other person said it happened on the 5th day of the month. Batla, then it rated the Eidus as Batla. Why? Maybe the person got confused 3 and 5, not Mistaber. Maybe he lost Cheshbon of all the different months. So he thought last month was also a shorter month versus a longer month. No, we assume 1 month, maybe you didn't know, but once it's already 2 days, at that point, we're not going to rationalize anything. That's not the part of the Mishnah we need. We need this next line. What happens if Beis Din was cross-examining the Eidim? They said, tell me, what time did this happen? So today you would say 3:42. But they didn't have that level of accuracy in terms of knowing what time it is. So one of them said, it happened b'shtei shois, the 2nd hour of the day. The other one said, b'shalei shois, it happened in the 3rd hour of the day. Eidus and kayemes, it's a good eidus. That's not a reason to dismiss the eidus. Echad oimim b'shalei shois, echad oimim b'chamesh. What if one person said it happened in the 3rd hour of the day, the other person said it happened in the 5th hour of the day? Eidus and b'teila, then the eidus is going to be batel divrei Rav Meir. So according to Rav Meir, if the eidim contradict each other as far as what time of the day it happened, it depends. If it was the 2nd hour of the day, the 3rd hour of the day, Eidus and Kayemes. The 3rd hour versus the 5th hour, then the halacha is, the Eidus is going to be batel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Eidus and Kayemes. The halacha is that the Eidus is going to be good. Meaning, even if one said the 3rd hour of the day, the other said the 5th hour of the day, the Eidus is going to be a good Eidus. However, if one person would say the 5th hour of the day, the other person would say the 7th hour of the day, Eidus and Batel, then the Eidus would be batel. Why? I mean, even though Rabbi Yehuda says that a person can sometimes make a mistake, 3 and 5 is okay, but 5 and 7 not. Meaning, if you're off by 2 hours, but one person said it happened in the day and the other person said it happened at night, something's wrong over here. So if one person says, oh, it happened today. It's a short day. 3 o'clock. The other person says, I'm 5 o'clock. You would know the difference between 3 and 5. Because 3, it's still daytime. 5 o'clock, it's already after Shkia. So then it would already look like night. Bottom line is, we have a machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda regarding two Edom that walk into Bez and they're saying Edos about Dinei Nefashis. That's important in the Cheshbon of the Gemara. We're talking about Dinei Nefashis. One Ed said it happened at one time. The other Ed said it happened at another time. Do we immediately dismiss the Edos because they're obviously lying? The stories don't corroborate. Or do we assume that people make mistakes sometimes when it comes to telling time back in the day when they didn't have the way to tell time the way we have today? And as a result, we don't necessarily assume that they're lying. Rav Meir said, if you're off by an hour, that's not a reason to dismiss. You're off by 2 hours? You said 3, you said 5? Now we have a problem. Rav Yudah said, no, even if it's 3 or 5, if you're off by 2 hours, that's still a reasonable amount of time that we could assume that maybe there was just a mistake, human error, and as a result, we're not going to dismiss the Edom. Rav Yudah's caveat is if the 2 hours are different times of the day, for example, the 5th hour of the day versus the 7th hour of the day where the positioning of the sun is very different, or the positioning of Earth relative to the sun is very different. So it's in that context that the halacha is going to be different. Zok Tigemar. So what exactly is the hesber of this machlokes from Meir Rabbi? Again, we're digressing a little bit. We're going to do an analysis of the machlokes from Meir Rabbi Yehuda in this Mishnah in Mesechtes Erevin. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Kishatim Tzoloimar, when you break it down, when you analyze it, when you do a real analysis of the machlokes from Meir Rabbi Yehuda, this is what's going to emerge. So divir Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, ein adam toiv loiklum. Kobi Rav Meir holds people were able to tell time accurately. You don't have to assume that people make mistakes when it comes to telling time. The Divi Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, who says that if one eight says 3 and the other eight says 5, we could still assume human error. So obviously people make mistakes. So then you could say, Adam Tayyachatzisha, a person will make a mistake up to a half hour. And he explained, Divi Rav Meir, Adam Tayyachatzisha, like, according to Rav Meir, you could say that a person maybe doesn't make a mistake when it comes to telling time. How could Rav Meir then say if one eight says it happened in the 2nd hour, the other eight says it happened in the 3rd hour, Edusin Kayemes, if people don't make mistakes, there isn't necessarily human error when it comes to telling time. People could be super accurate when it comes to telling time. So why are we accepting the Edus? Obviously one of them is lying, because if it was 2, you would know it's 2. If it's 3, you would know it's 3. You can't say, really it was 3, I thought it was 2, really it was 2, I thought it was 3. So he says like this, maybe when did this happen? It happened as the 2nd hour was becoming the 3rd hour. The one that said the 2nd hour, he meant the end of the 2nd hour. The one that said the 3rd, it happened literally as it's becoming 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, as that second's happening. And as a result, he called it Seif Shtayim, he called it Tchila Shalish. So that's why we accept Eidos. Meaning, why are we accepting the Eidos? Simply because we're giving the Edom the benefit of the doubt that that's probably what happened, and as a result, we're assuming that they probably didn't lie. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say they made a mistake, because 3 and 5 even works. So what's the cheshbon? Adam Tayachatzisha. I mean, it sounds like when you read Rabbi Yehuda, oh, people can make mistakes up to 2 hours. But he said, no, it really up to a half hour. It doesn't have to be more than a half hour. How so? Because Maisik Yehava, maybe when did this happen? Bepal Gadarba. It happened the middle of the 4th hour. Vahitakam Shalish, the one that said Shalish, Slave Shalish. He meant the end of the 3rd hour. And he was a half hour too early, meaning the end of the 3rd, which is like the beginning of the 4th. Not the middle of the 4th, so he was off by a half hour. The one that said 5, but Tchilas Chamesh, he meant the beginning of the 5th. And he went too far, meaning he estimated a half hour later than it really was. But the point is, they were each off by a half hour. Sounds like they're not off by 2 hours. Because when he said 3, he meant the end of the 3rd. When he said 5, he really meant the middle of the 5th. The beginning of the 5th, when did it happen? It happened in the middle of the 4th. The bottom line is, Abaye said that even though it sounds like from a super high level, according to Rav Meir, people are off by an hour. According to Rav Yehuda, people are off by 2 hours. Not true. Could be according to Rav Meir, no one's off at all. Ein adam toyev v'loy klum. Whereas according to Rav Yehuda, people are off by only a half hour. Ikidami, there was another version of what Abaye said. Amar Abaye said a little differently. Kishatim Tzolaymer, if you're going to analyze it, Divri Rav Meir, it's going to come according to Rav Meir, Adam Toyev Mashu. A person makes a mistake, but only a Mashu. Divri Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, Adam Toyev Shah Mashu. A person can make a mistake, an hour and a Mashu. How so? So again, the Gemara does the work for us. Divri Rav Meir, Adam Toyev Mashu. According to Rav Meir, a person makes a mistake of a Mashu. Maisaki Hava, Oibesoiv Shtaim Hava, Oibetchilashash. When this story happened, it happened either at the end of the 2nd hour or it happened the beginning of the 3rd hour. V'chad minayu toya mashu. And one of them obviously made a mistake. In the first version of Abaya, we said a person will sometimes confuse the end of the 2nd and the middle of the 3rd. from a semantics perspective. Like, as the second becomes the third, so one person might call it the end of the second, the other person might call it the beginning of the third. So if one person says the end of the second, and the other person says the beginning of the third, lav dafka, they even made a mistake. Could be they weren't even off by a mashu. It's just a matter of, I refer to it as the end of the second, you refer to it the beginning of the third. Now, Abaye is saying, in the second lishna, no. If you said the end of the second, you meant the end of the second. If you said the beginning of the third, you meant the beginning of the third. Now, it's very easy to confuse the end of the second and the beginning of the third, because to be that precise it would take supernatural capabilities. So we don't assume that you can get it that right. Okay, but just because I said two, you said three, doesn't mean we could be off by an hour. Maybe we're just off by the mashu. I said two, I meant end of second. You said three, you meant the beginning of the third. We're obviously off by a mashu. Okay, that's true. Adam Tayyab Amashu, but not necessarily more than Amashu. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda? Same cheshbon, just add an hour. The Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Tayyab Amashu, a person could be off by an hour and Amashu. Meaning, this happened either at the end of the third hour, or it happened in the beginning of the fifth hour, so they're obviously off by that fourth hour. They're off by the hour and the mashu. So you see, up to a shana mashu, a person would make a mistake. Again, it sounded like they were off by 2 hours. They're not necessarily off by 2 hours. They're off by that one middle hour. Could be the one that said shalish meant the end of the third, the one that said chamish meant the beginning of the fifth. That's a mashu plus the middle hour. As a result, you end up being off by an hour and a mashu. So the bottom line is, the Mishnah said that if two eidim walk into Bezin, one eid says, Reuven killed Shimon on Tuesday, he has the exact date, and it happened b'shah shtar, second hour of the day. Other person said it happened the third hour of the day. Everybody agrees it's fine. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, no question. We're going to accept this edus. What if one said it happened the third hour of the day, the other said it happened the fifth hour of the day? That's the machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Meir, we dismiss edus. According to Rav Yehuda, we accept edus. Now, at first glance, why are we accepting any of these two edus? Obviously, they're not on the same page. It sounds like there's something off. If there's something off, shouldn't we just take the edus and dismiss it immediately based on the fact that they're lying because the stories don't add up? The teretz is, it's because we assume that people don't know how to tell time accurately. Again, not today, then. And as a result, the assumption is going to be that Adam Taya, a person can make a mistake sometime. So what's the machlokes? So when you start the sugya, when you learn the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin, it sounds like according to a mayor, Adam Taya Bisha, a person can make a mistake for an hour. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Taya Bisha, a person can even make a mistake for 2 hours. But Abaye said, if you, Kishatim Tzolaymar, when you go into the sugya and you think about it a little bit, it doesn't have to be such wide, disparate studim, and we don't have to assume that people will make such big mistakes. The first lishna of Abaye, Rameir could be holds Adam Toyev like cool. Personally, makes I what he said two, he said three. He meant to end it. It was the second going into the third. He referred to it as Seif Shtayim. He referred to it as Tchila Shosh. What Rabbi Yehuda hold in the first Lishna? A person can make a mistake of a half hour. It happened the beginning, in the middle of the fourth. He referred to it as Seif Shtayim. He referred to it as Tchila Shosh. But the point is, could be we're off by half. In the second Lishna, Abaye acknowledges that even Rameir is willing to agree that there's some human error when it comes to making a mistake. Because why would I refer to something as the end of the second, you refer to it as the beginning of the third? It doesn't sound mistaber that a person would ever do that. Elamai, so what's going on? What's going on is that obviously you're off by a little, but it could be you're only off by a mashu. It could be there's a nafkamida between Seif Shaim and Tchila Shalish. It's just literally a mashu that you're off by. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toya Bishol Mashu. But if you think about this for a second, this is the segue for the next part of the daf, something very interesting here. And that is, two Adam walked into Beis Din. They said Reuven killed Shimon. The times were off. Now, there's two ways Beis Din could approach this. They could say times are off, they must be lying. Or Beis Din can twist their minds and try to rationalize how they're really telling the truth. You said two, you said three. You meant Seif Shtayim, you meant Tchila Shalish. It was literally as the second hour was turning into the third hour. Oh, shtikl Torah. Adam Taya b'chatzi shah. It happened literally in the middle of the fourth hour. You referred to it as the third hour because you meant the tchilash, seif shalash. You referred to it as the fifth hour because you meant tchilash. Seriously? We're jumping through all these hoops? We're going to rationalize all this to kill somebody? Wouldn't it make more sense to say that they must be lying and save a person's life? You learn Masechta Sanhedrin, you see the things that Beis Din does to save somebody's life. It's lo ya'umen, what Beis Din does to save a person's life. And as a result, it doesn't make sense that we would go through all these things. Zakti Gemara. Azar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yehuda. So Rav Huna Breid Rav Yehuda heard all this. Amar the Shmaita Gemara Rava. And he went to Rava Amar and he said as follows. Ma ilu daikina bahani sahadi dahai dekama sholish. Betchila sholish. Vahai dekama chamish. Besoiv chamish. Vahai edus mokheshes for loikat.
Taklinon. What would be if we would go and we would ask the Edom, Edom, tell me, what did you mean? When you said the third hour, did you mean the end of the third? Or did you really mean the beginning of the third? If they would say, the person would say, I meant the beginning of the third. And then you ask the person that said the fifth, did you mean the beginning of the fifth? Or did you mean the end of the fifth? You would say that I meant the end of the fifth. So what would we do? We would knock out the Eidos. Why would we knock out the Eidos? Because we would say that obviously it's Eidos Mukreshes, and as a result, they're not telling the truth. So meaning, we don't know for sure if our rationalization is a rationalization, like we just spoke out. So if that's the case, and then why are we going ahead now, misafik, and killing the person? We know when it comes to Dinei Nefashos, we try to go out of our way to save a person. Life, not to try to kill somebody. So why are we going and twisting our minds and coming up with a shtickle Torah the way Abaye explained it, to kill somebody? I understand. There's a cheskes kashrus that the Edom have, but at the end of the day, you're killing somebody. So why would you do it to Elam? My Rava, so Rava said like this. He says, I think the way you have to explain the machlokes Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda is a little bit differently. The Divi Rav Meir, according to Rameir, Adam Toyer Shtei Shoyes Chasam Asho. According to Rameir, a person will make a mistake, clearly. How much of a mistake will he make? Up to Shtei Shoyes minus a mashu. The Divi Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toyer Shalosh Shoyes Chasam Asho. You can assume that a person will make a mistake. How much of a mistake? Up to 3 hours chaser mashu. So Rava is also explaining Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Pashim Shah. Meaning, you read the Mishnah, it sounds like according to Rameir, they're off by an hour. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they're off by 2 hours. Zok Rava, no. According to Rameir, Adam Toyer Shtei Shoyes Chasam Asho. Not an hour, but up to a little less than 2 hours. And according to Rabbi, it's not 2 hours, but rather it's a little less than 3 hours. And again, Rava explained, according to Rabbi, you could assume a person would make a mistake of 2 hours. Why? Because the story will have to say happened either the beginning of the second hour or the end of the third hour. Meaning, we're going to have to be as liberal as possible in defining what the Edom meant. One eight said the second hour, the other eight said the third hour. Sounds like they're off by an hour. No. One of them meant maybe the beginning of the second hour. The other one meant maybe the end of the third hour. Let's assume that. Let's assume they were off by the widest margin as possible. Okay, the Chadmin HaKotoy Beisho is Chazam Asho. So it would come out that what was the mistake? The mistake was up to 2 hours minus a Asho. Right, the widest margin that the mistake could be is from the beginning of the second hour to the end of the third hour. And you would have to accept that it's possible somebody would make that mistake. A person can sometimes make a mistake of 3 hours and chasam ashu. And that's why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if one would say the third hour, the other one would say the fifth hour, being that a person could sometimes make a mistake of up to shalosh shalosh masach. So even in the worst case scenario, where the one that said shalosh meant the beginning of the third, and the one that said chamish meant the end of the fifth, it's still going to be within the range of human error, and as a result, we're not going to dismiss it. Because ma'isak yaba oy betchilah shalosh oy besoiv chamish. Because then, even if it happened the beginning of the third, the end of the fifth, chaminau katol shalosh shalosh masach, there's not a reason to dismiss the Edom, because a person could make a mistake of shalosh shalosh chasam masach. Now, as Rava said, the only way you can understand the Mishnah is if you take the widest margin that these two Edom may be off of and say that that's within the range of human error. Abaye was saying, take the smallest margin. Why should you assume people make these big, gigantic mistakes? So take the smallest margin, and maybe that's what the mistake was. Rava said that if only maybe that's what the mistake was, but maybe that wasn't the mistake. How are you killing this guy? Maybe they're lying. So, Zot Rava, you have to say that no, the mistake is not the smallest possible, it's the widest possible. Right? Abaye's two Lashonis are both Hatzad Hashav, the common denominator is what's the smallest margin that they may be off by? Rav is saying, it's not about the smallest margin, it's about the widest margin. Because unless you can figure out what the widest margin is, so then there's no way you're going to be able to go ahead and kill somebody. So what's the bottom line for now? The bottom line is we have a machlokes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, as it relates to two Edom to walk in the Bezin, they both say Reuven killed Shimon. As a result, Reuven should be chayv mitzvas Bezin. They cross-examined the Edom and they came out that they were off. One of them said the second, one said the third. One said the third, one said the fifth. Machlokes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir says second and third, it's fine. Third and the fifth is not okay. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even the third and the fifth is going to be okay. What does it sound like? Rameir says he could be off by an hour, human error. Rabbi Yehuda says he could be off by 2 hours, human error. After further review, it comes out, no. We have three sheetahs and what Rameir might hold, and we have three sheetahs and what Rabbi Yehuda might hold. The three, according to Rameir, is Abaye's first Lashon, Abaye's second Lashon, and Rava. Three, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Abaye's first Lashon, Abaye's second Lashon, and Rava. Abaye's first Lashon was, according to Rameir, maybe you're off by nothing. Maybe ain't Adam Toiv like Klum. Abaye's second understanding of Rameir is that maybe you're off by a Mashu. Rava's understanding of Rameir is a person can be off by two Shois minus a Mashu. What about according to Reb Yehuda? According to Abaye's first lashon, he could be off by a chatzisha. According to Abaye's second lashon, he could be off by an hour and a mashu. And according to Rava, you could be off by shalosh shois minus a mashu. It's not 1 hour, it's not 2 hours. You have all these different shitas. Tonight we learned in another Mishnah. Where's this other Mishnah? Also Masechta Sanhedrin. When two Edom would walk into Bezdin, so the Edom would get cross-examined. And there were two components to the cross-examination. One was known as Bedikos, and the other one was known as Chakiros. The first, Chakiros. Chakiros were all time-related questions that were asked, as we're about to say. Bedikos were all the other questions. So depending on what kind of situation was, so if Bezdin's looking into a homicide, so the questions were of one nature. And if this is a Dine Mamanoi situation, it was something else. Depending on the circumstances that Bezdin was dealing with, that would determine the Bedikos. But the Chakiros was universal. Every aid walked into Bezdin, there was a questionnaire he was going to have to fill out, and they were known as the Sheva Chakiros, Zok the Mishnah. What were the Chakiros? Be'ezer Shavua, what Shemitah did this happen in? Be'ezer Shana, what year did it happen? Be'ezer Chodesh, what month? Be'kama B'chodesh, what day of the month? Be'ezer Yom HaTeh of the week? Be'ezer Shavua, what hour of the day? Be'ezer Makim, and where exactly did this place is? These were the Sheva Chakiros. What were the Bedikos? Everything else. V'tanya, ma be Chakiros l'Bedikos? What's the difference between Chakiros and Bedikos? Chakiros, ame echme, any day I do some b'tel. If somebody says, I don't, you plead the fifth on one of the Chakiros, you're out. Done. You have to answer the question. You have no choice. Bedikos, afilush name, I'm enonu yoidin. But bedikos, even if they say they don't know, edus and kayemes, the edus is going to be kaim. So what's the point in doing the bedikos if the edus is going to be kaim anyways, in case they trip up, in case they contradict each other, so then you know you have a problem. That's why the questions were asked. But chakiris, you had to answer the question affirmatively. If you said any yodeya, so then it's not going to be okay. Vavinam ba, my shno chakiris, my shno bedikos. Why, by chakiris, if one of the edim says any yodeya, is the edus batal, but when it comes to bedikos, it's not. You know why? However, as it relates to Bedikos, it doesn't affect the Eidah Shati Yochel Azim. So we're all familiar with the laws of Kasher Zaman, even though we haven't really discussed it in Daf Yomi in a very long time. But what's the halacha? Two Edom walk into Bezdin, Reuven killed Shimon. Two other Edom walk into Bezdin, and they contradict these two Edom. So what happens if you have two Edom, connected two Edom? Some of the most intense sugyas in Shas. However, there's a chiddush in the Torah that says, if the second peer of Edom would walk in, not simply contradict the first Edom, but contradict them with a very specific nusach, it's not true what you're saying. You say you saw Reuven killed Shimon, can't be. Because Immanuel Yisim v'Malkum Ploini, that day that you say you saw Reuven kill Shimon in that place, you were with us at that very same time in a different place. And as a result, it's not possible that you saw. Says the Torah, we believe the second Edom. Why? But that's the halach in the Torah. Not only that, what we do is we now force the first pair of Edom to take the punishment that they wanted to unlawfully impose upon this person that they were testifying against. That's the halacha. Now here's the punchline. Hazama is so critical to Eidos. It's so fundamental that if two Eidim would walk into Bezlin and they would say Eidos in a way that it would be impossible for two other Eidim to come and be mazim them, the Eidos would be batal. It's what's known as Eidos She'iyat Yochel Azim. So how is it possible for two Eidim to say Eidos in a way that it would be impossible to be mazim them? Very simple. They don't say when it happened. The definition of Azama is, you were with us at that time. What time? I never told you what time it happened. Or they didn't say where it happened. If they didn't say where it happened, so again, you can't be mazim them. Eidos She'iyat Yochel Azim was very, very critical. You know, it's interesting because, you know, people can sue other people frivolously, right? And very often, there's not a lot of recourse. If you sue somebody frivolously, and then we find out later that it wasn't true, it is what it is. But in the Torah has this unbelievable piece that's built into the system. You want to go now, you want to say Eidos about somebody, that's fine. It has to be Eidos Shati Yochel Azimah, and realize that if two Eidim come and then mazim you, Vasisim Loi Kashazam and Lasis La'achim. That's a good shtickle. But the bottom line is that that's the idea of Eidos Shati Yochel Azimah. So when it comes to Chakiris, you can't say any idea. Because if you say any idea, now the Eidos is Yati Yochel Azimah. And if the Eidos is Yati Yochel Azimah, so as a result, by the way, as it relates to raid bites and Eidos Shati Yochel Azimah, the Noid B'Yehuda, I think we spoke it out in Makis Dav Gimel, maybe Dav Dal, but I think it was Dav Gimel related to the first Tosfos in Masechtas Makis. epic. But regardless, as it relates to Chakiros, Edeshat Yochel Azimo. So if Edeshat Yochel Azimo, so you can't say any day. But Dikas has nothing to do with Edeshat Yochel Azimo. So if you know the answer, you say, and if the two of them contradict each other, so then obviously we have an issue. But at the same time, you could say any day. What's the Gemara's Kasha? High level. Once we say that a person can sometimes make a mistake as it relates to time, so how you have a mazum somebody? If you're going to tell me that people can sometimes make mistakes when it comes to time, that even if a person says, I know what time this happened, it's still going to be Edeshat Yochel Azimo. So Nate's going to walk into the bezin Reuven and kill Shimon. What time? In the third hour of the day, right? Whatever that means. But the third hour of the day, that's exactly when this happened. Two Edom are going to walk in, they're going to say, Imanu Yisim, on the third hour of the day. You know what he's going to say? I didn't mean the third hour, I meant the fourth hour. Adam Tais, Bisholish Shais, Chaser Mashahu, Ravo, Aliba the Rebbe Yehuda, and the other Mishnah Masech the Sanhedrin, right? That's what he's going to say. The Amri Mitakatina. Right? So isn't that a good taina? So the Gemara says, I hear, but the answer is obvious. What's the answer? We build in the tois into the halachas of Azama. Meaning, when a person now comes and he says, Imanu Yisim Abba complaining, you can't just say Imanu Yisim Abba complaining in the third hour of the day. Because we understand the third hour of the day might mean also the second hour, it might also mean the fourth, might also mean the fifth, it might also mean the ninth, right? You have to work out all the different permutations of the sugya of what exactly the third hour of the day means. The two lashonis of Abaye, the one lashon of Rava, Hainler Ameya, Hainler Abyudah. So when you work that all out, that's when you're able to, that's what the Eidim would have to mean when they said Imanu Yisim. You would have to say that entire block of time, you were with us, and that's the only way you'd be able to mazim somebody. Inside. Zokti Gemara, the Avinu Luhu Kulu Ta'usayu. Meaning, you give everyone the entire Zman of the Ta'us. Let Rameyer, according to Rameyer, and the Gemara is going to work this through Aliba de Rava. What did Rameyer hold Aliba de Rava? Adam Ta'ya B'shtei Shoyes Chaser Mashu. Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Tois, B'sholei Shois, Chasem Asher. This is just a little bit of math. According to Rameh Yavin, a little bit Tchila Shari Shoyna, Ad Soiv Chamesh. So we're referring back to the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah which said, one eight said it happened in the second hour of the day, the other eight said it happened in the third hour of the day, right? Just stick to that case. That's what the Gemara is doing. So the one that said the second hour of the day doesn't have to mean the second hour of the day. Really, it could be off within Shtei Shois, Chaser Mashu. So what do? We give in to the beginning of the first hour. Now, Sakti Gemara, why only from the beginning of the first hour? But Dinu Dineso Lumikar Tve. Really, you should go even further back, because according to Rav Adam Toy, B'shtei Shoyes Chasam Ashu, so if he said the second hour, so if he meant Tchilas Beis, so maybe it wasn't Tchilas Beis, it was Tchilas Aleph, and it was even almost an hour Chasam Ashu earlier than that. Really, you would do that. Ela Ben Yamam Lelela Loi Toy Inchi. Because that first hour of the day is when night turns into day, and as a result, people don't make a mistake, so we're not giving him that hour. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's case was 3 and 5, or even 2 and 3. We'd go back to the beginning of the first hour, and then we'd give him to the end of the sixth hour, because he gets an extra hour. Now, Ubedinu Denes of Lumikar Tfe. Really, we should give him more than the sixth hour. Meaning, you're not going to go more than the first hour backwards, just like we said according to Rameyer, because that's ready when night turns into day. Nobody makes a mistake. Ubedinu Denes of the Kame Tfe, and as it relates to the back end, you should go further than the sixth hour as well. Again, because of the positioning of the sun, people aren't going to make a mistake on that hour, and as a result, we don't give him more than that. Bottom line, let's have to do it ourselves. So we have now a very nice, almost an entire block Gemara, as it relates to a sugya and Masechta Sanhedrin that deals with two Edom that walked into Bezin. They said Reuven killed Shimon. What time did it happen? Now we know it's one of the Chakiris, Edeshat Yochel Azima, and they contradicted each other. They blew it up. One person said the second, he said the third. He said the third, he said the fifth. And we had a machlokes from Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone agrees second and the third is okay. The question is, what about the third and the fifth? We thought the machlokes is, does a person make a mistake only 1 hour? Does he make 2 hours? But then we saw, no, a biased first law, second lashon, Rava's lashon, that it's different cheshbonos. But the bottom line is, what's up? Dorar sugya zokti gemar tanan. Rameyer said, Oichlin kol hey v'sarfim betchilas vav. Chametz lekuli alma is aser mishe shoyis ulamayla. However, the rabbanon went ahead and they made an harchaka. What was the harchaka? Not chametz aser mishe shoyis ulamayla from the end of the sixth hour, but rather chametz aser mishe shoyis ulamayla from the beginning of the sixth hour. For 5 hours you're allowed to eat chametz. After the fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore. When do you burn the chametz? In the beginning of the sixth hour. Yehuda said, Oichlin kol dalid, v'toilin kol hey, v'sarfim betchilas vav. Now, according to Rameyer, we tack on an hour. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you tack on 2 hours. Now, at first glance, If you learn just Mishnayos, right? And you learned the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin, you learned the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim. Gewalt. It's from Meir L'shitasai. It's from Yehuda L'shitasai. Rameir holds Adam Toya B'Sha'achas. So that's why. Just like over there, a person can be off by an hour. Maybe you're going to be off by an hour Erev Pesach. So we're going to tell the Yid, Chametz Asa Mishay Shoyes Ulamayla. No, let's add an hour. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toya B'Shtei Shoyes. So very good when it comes to Pesach. Let's add on a second hour. But now that we just explained Abaya Tut L'shoyness and Rav, that's not the machloikas from Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir never said Adam Toya B'Sha'achas. And Rabbi Yehuda never said Adam Toya B'Shtei Shoyes. It's different cheshbainas. So now we're going to have to make it work. And again, the Gemara does the work for us. The first Lashon Abaya, then Eid Adam Toyev Aloy Klum. Nechal Kulishis. You should be able to eat the entire sixth hour. What's the problem? Eid Adam Toyev Aloy Klum. It's not Ramey Lishitasai. The way Abaya explained Ramey in Sanhedrin, it's a plea. It's a steer in Ramey. Ulach Lishna Nami. And according to the other Lishna Abaya, Dama Adam Toyev Mashu, a person makes a mistake of a Mashu. Okay, Nechal Atsoyvshis. So at the very least, you should be able to eat until the end of the sixth. Abaya, Libid Rabbi Yehuda. What about Abaya according to Rabbi Yehuda? To Amma, the first Lishna, what did he say? Adam Toyev Chatzisha. A person can make a mistake of up to a half hour in Nechalat Palgadashis, so you should be able to eat up until the middle of the sixth hour. And even according to Abaya's second Lashon Libid Rabbi Yehuda, that a person could be off by how much? A Shah and a Mashu. Nechalat Soif, hey, you should be able to eat until the end of the fifth hour. Why already in the beginning of the fifth hour do you have to stop? Why is it Oichon Kol Arba? I mean, it doesn't stim with any Abaya. Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, don't stim with Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, regardless of which Lishna and Abaya you want to go with. Amar Abaya, so Abaya said a one line answer. Eidus Masura, Lizrizim, Chametz Lakol Masar. There's a difference between Eidus and between Chametz. Everyone in the world has the Issa Chametz. As opposed to Eidus is Masura Lizrizim. What does that mean? Zok Rashi, innovating. Ein Adam Ba Leheyed Ala Nefesh Elam Kein Baki B'Shoyes. If you're coming in to say Eidus, you have to be a Baki B'Shoyes. If you're not a Baki B'Shoyes, you're not going to say Eidus. So you're going to sit down and you're going to make sure you know what's going on. Everyone has an obligation of Chametz. So it's more prevalent for there to be a mistake when it comes to Issa Chametz than it is when it comes to saying Eidus. And it's for that reason, even though as it relates to saying Eidus, the mayor had it one way, but when it comes to Issa Chametz, he has it another way. So that addresses Shitas Abaya. What about Rava? Zachti Gemara, for Rava, libid Rameyer, to Adam, Toyesh, Tei Shoyes, Chas Amashu. Rava, libid Rameyer, that says, a person can make a mistake of two Shoyes Amashu, Mitchila Sei, Loi Nechol, so it should already be a problem, Mitchila Sei, right? The same question, Meir doesn't stem libid the Rava either. Zachti Gemara, no. Hey, Chama ben Mizrach, the Zayin Chama b'Mayrev. Meaning, the question, according to Rava, is in the reverse. According to Abaya, remember, Abaya was looking for the smallest margin of error. Rava was looking for the largest margin of error. So the Gemara's Kasha is that Rava, Aliba de Rameyer, that a person will make a mistake of Shtei Shoyes Chasam Ashu. See, not off by an hour. You could be off by close to 2 hours. So if you could be off by close to 2 hours, so it's not enough to say that there's only an Issa Chametz from the beginning of the sixth hour. You have to go back even further than that, right? The kash is in the reverse. Not why an hour, it should be less than an hour. Why only an hour? Mitchila say loy nechel. It should be longer than an hour. It should be a problem right in the beginning of the fifth hour. So the Gemara says, no, the reason he wasn't worried about that is because in the fifth hour, the Chama's been Mizrach, and the seventh hour, the Chama's been Meirif. That's not a mistake people are going to make. Ihachi b'shis nami nechel. So the sixth hour should be okay as well, because really the sun flips at the end of the sixth hour. So it should be already the beginning of the seventh hour. The sixth hour, it's like in the middle. I mean that it's in the middle. It's hard to tell exactly where it is. That's where people get confused. That's where the sundial is not 100% accurate. What about Rava Libid Rabbi Yehuda? What was Rabbi Yehuda Shita Libid Rava? A person can make a mistake of 3 hours Chasam Ashu. So from the beginning of the fourth hour, it should be a problem. Same terrace. The kosh came down. Madach, people don't make a mistake between the fifth and the seventh. Certainly you're not going to make a mistake between the fourth and the seventh. Ihachi, behe nami nechel. So in the fifth hour already, it should be okay. Tirgum Abaya, libe de Rava. Eidus Masur, this reason, chomas chomas. Abaya told Rava, oh, you could just say my teretz. You could have my teretz, Rava. Say what I said. Just like I said to be miyashiv the stira, that there's a chiluk between saying eidus. That's muscle is reason, as opposed to chametz, which is muscle akoil. So just say the same teretz. If you're gonna say the same teretz, then it's gonna be fine. Why? Because you'll say that enochinami. We're being more machmer when it comes to chametz than we are when it comes to edus. But there's a reason for it, because it's muscle. Rava says, no, you don't have to say that. Lav hainu, time the Rabbi Yehuda. Abaya, I appreciate it, but you don't have to say that. El Rabbi Yehuda letame. You want to know Rabbi Yehuda said that you need an extra hour? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, amma ein bir chametz elis reifa. Because Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that ein bir chametz elis reifa. That is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. The way you get rid of your chametz is reifa. Who argues with Rabbi Yehuda? Everybody. The Chacham. What did Chacham say? Hashpasasa b'chaldav. It doesn't matter how you get rid of your chametz. But point is, you need to do sreifas. So Yovelei Rabbanon sha'achas lulkoit ba'etzem. So Rabbanon had to give an extra hour for you to be able to prepare the wood for the etzem. Being that the mitzvah of burning chametz is coming, and we know there's a mitzvah of sreifa, they wanted to give you an extra hour. So what does that have to do with eating chametz? If you could eat chametz, you're not thinking about sreifas chametz. Stop eating chametz. Oh. Pesach's coming. As a result, we have to get ready and we have to start collecting wood. Eitzvei Rabbi Nila Rava. Ravina asked Rava, Kasha, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emesai, Shalei B'shas B'yuroi. When is the halacha that ain't beer chametz elis reifa? That's if you do it at the wrong time. Avo B'shas B'yuroi. If you do it at the right time, Achleikis Rashi Tois is what that means. But if you do it at the right time, Hashbas Asim B'chol Dover. This sounds like you're doing it at the right time. You're going to do the mitzvah of Hashbas when you're supposed to do it. So then you actually don't need wood. So why are we telling you don't need chametz for another hour? You're actually not. Oh, because Rabbi Yehuda ain't beer chametz elis. No, we're going to learn Rabbi Yehuda Sheet and Perik Kol Shon, the next Perik. But that's only if you do it at the wrong time. If you do it at the wrong time, there's no such halacha. Elam Rava, so Rava said, I hear. You know why Rabbi Yehuda said you need an extra hour? He was worried about a cloudy day. If you're worried about a cloudy day, I feel about Arba Shoy Snami, then maybe you should go back even another hour. Our Papa said, no. The fourth hour of the day, your biological clock will tell time. You're going to be hungry. And because you're going to be hungry, and it's for that reason, everything is going to be, oh, okay, Zok de Gemara. On that note, so we just mentioned that in the fourth hour of the day, it's Hisman Suda Tan Rabbana. Shall we show you the first hour of the day? Michael Ludim. The Ludim eat. Who are Ludim? Ludim are cannibals. So cannibals are big bali taiva. They eat human flesh. Another thing that cannibals do is they eat literally shari shayna, the first hour of the day. Shniya, the second hour of the day, Michael listen. The listem eat shlishes, Michael yarshim. Yarshim eat in the third hour of the day. Revius, Michael poilim. These are workers. Chamishes, Michael tamid chum, and the tamid chum eat in the fifth hour of the day. Shishes, the sixth hour of the day, is Michael koladim. That's when everybody eats. Rating him, is that true? Everybody eats in the sixth hour. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, Revius man sudo koladim. Everybody eats in the fourth hour. Ela epach. So Yimar says, you're right, flip it. Revius Michael koladim. The fourth hour of the day is when everybody eats. Chamishes, Michael poilim. The fifth hour is when the poilim eat. And shishes, Michael tamid chachamim. That's when the tamid chachamim. Mikan ve'elach. If somebody eats after the sixth hour of the day, kezorik evan lechemus. It's equivalent to someone that throws a rock, a stone, into a flask of wine. What's the mashal? The mashal is that if you take a stone and you throw it into a bag of wine, so the bag of wine is going to look like it now has more wine because the stone is there. But really, it doesn't have more wine. It's just the stone. So too, when you eat, it looks like you're being nourished. However, if you eat after the sixth hour of the day, you're not being nourished anymore. And being that you're not being nourished, so even though it looks like it, you're really not, that's the nimshal. It's like a zoyrek evan lechem. So Amr Abaya said, lo yamar nadu lo yitom yidi b'safra. All this is true, that you have to eat at certain hours, and if you don't, it's a very bad thing. That's if you didn't eat anything in the morning. Aval tom yidi b'safra. But if you did eat something in the morning, less limba, it's not going to be an issue. Incidentally, Pasha, what Abaya is referring to is pas shachris, which is something that the Gemara talks about in Masechtas Bava Metzia Daf Kuv Zayin. We spoke out some raid when we learned Bava Metzia Daf Kuv Zayin about Pas Shachris. However, the Prima Godim has a sad that maybe that's not what it means. And maybe Tom Midi means all you really have to do is taste something. And he wants to know, what if you just drank something? So you have a cup of coffee in the morning and then you don't eat breakfast. Where would this halacha play out? Zok de Gemara. Amar Rav Ashi. Just one postscript to today's daf. K'machloikis be'edus kach machloikis b'chametz. So again, the daf began with a Mishnah. A Mishnah that mentioned the machloikis remained Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim expanded the Isser Chametz. Chametz is Asim Midday Raisa Mishay Shoyisulamayla, which means the end of the sixth hour, also known as the beginning of the seventh hour of the day. The Rabbanan said, we have to back it up a little bit. How much? Rameir said an hour. Rabbi Yehuda said 2 hours. And then we brought another Mishnah where Rameir and Yehuda sounded like they were arguing about something very similar. In fact, it sounded Lishita Sai. 2 a.m. them walking to Bezdin. What time? They say, Reuven killed Shimon. What time did it happen? They're off by an hour. They're off by 2 hours. According to Rameir, it could be off by an hour. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it could be off by 2 hours. And we said, it sounds like, oh, it's Mamish the same Achleikis. Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, Lishita Sai. Rameir holds it could be off by an hour. That's why the Chachamim were worried by Chametz. He may be off by an hour. Let's back it up. up an hour. Rabbi Yehuda said you could be off by 2 hours. That's why the Chachamim were worried about chametz, and they said you have to be off by 2 hours. But then we went through a whole sugya, and Abaya had two explanations of Machlokes Remeini Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi had one explanation of Machlokes Remeini Rabbi Yehuda. And what came out from the whole thing is that the 1 hour and 2 hours that Remeini Rabbi Yehuda were discussing in the Mishnah Sanhedrin was not really an hour and a 2 hour. It was completely different. According to Abaya, Remeir holds a person will make a mistake less than an hour. In one Lishon Abaya, a person doesn't make a mistake at all. But even the Lishon Abaya, you would make a mistake. It's going to be less than an hour. According to Rava, it's actually more than an hour. Shtei Shoy is Chasamashu according to Remeir, and Shalosh Shoy is Chasamashu according to Rav. But the point is, it's not the same Zman. So if it's not the same Zman, so it's certainly not Lashita Sayu. In fact, the whole Yud Beis on the Beis, pretty much up until this point, is trying to reconcile how you can make the two Shtim. The Gemara said, Asvara, Edis Masur, this reason, Chametz, Lakal Masah, maybe it's Rav Yehuda Lashita Sayu, who holds Ashpasei B'chaldavah, whatever. We came up with a whole bunch of different svaras. It was all not because, oh, gevaldik, so geschmack, the two machloikas in Remei Rehuda Lashita Sayu, punkt vaker. We have to make sense of it because really, after the analysis of the Gemara, it doesn't stim. So says Rav Ashi, as a postscript to the daf, ki machloikas be'edas kach machloikas b'chametz. The machloikas Remei Rabbi Yehuda and the machloikas Remei Rabbi Yehuda by chametz, the two machloikas in between edas and chametz, they stim. It's one. Pshita, hainu hachta. Amrinon, isn't that the whole daf? We just made it all work. So obviously we know that they're one and the same. I mean, Rav Ashi had to say that they're one and the same because you could have thought they're not one and the same. That's the whole daf. He felt he had to say, meaning Rav Ashi was giving a haskama on Pesachim daf Yud Beis. He was saying, you should know this daf is ois kehalten lefi ha-emes, and all the terutzim that the Gemara gave are really good terutzim. Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi, lo yishanu el b'shois. This that we say a person can be off by an hour or is only when it comes to hours. What would be if one aid said that what happened before Netzachama, the echad omer achar Netzachama. The other one said it happened after Netzachama. Do some tell, then the edus is going to be bought. Pshita. Gemara says, shouldn't that be obvious? If you say before Netz, after Netz, and this is a svar that the Gemara mentioned many times. If Chama's been Mizrach and Chama's been Meiriv, that would already be an issue. Then certainly before Netz and after Netz would be an issue. No, what Rav Simi Barashi must have meant was, if one of them would say it happened before Netz, and the other one said it happened during Netz. That's already chiddush. Even then we say do some betel. Hanami pshita. That should also be obvious. Because one said before Netz, one said during Netz. Shouldn't people be able to know the difference? See, the Gemara says maybe not. Maudatim, I would have thought Shavayu chodem milsakami. Maybe they're not contradicting each other. Maybe they're saying the same thing. Maybe the one that said during Netz, hachama, he saw the giluya. He was confused with the rays of the sun, and he got confused between before Nates and after Nates, because even before Nates there are some rays. So this is something that you could confuse. Kamash Malon, that a person's supposed to know that. Again, today we take for granted that we don't have to know. You have to know when Nates is if you daven Vasikin. But otherwise, not something you have to know. But in a different world, these were things that it was understood people know. And if one aid would say before Nates Achama, another aid would say after Nates Achama, Edusim Betela. And even if one aid would say before Nates Achama, and the other one would say it happened during Nates Achama, even though to the amateur, they look very, very much the same, and it's hard to distinguish between the two, but as it relates to Hilchus Eidus, back in the day, Eidusam Betela.